Welcome back to JR Morning. A major international health investigation is underway after the world's first known hantavirus outbreak aboard a cruise ship has led to deaths, confirmed infections, and massive global quarantine effort. Passengers from the MV Hondius have now been flown to more than 20 countries for monitoring, including some placed in high-level isolation units in the United States. And while health officials stress the overall public risk remains low, the situation has raised some urgent questions about how the virus may have spread and how prepared global systems are for outbreaks in highly connected travel environments. And joining us now, Dr. Joel Kemmeyer, to help us understand what we know and what we still don't about this unfolding situation. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on JR Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
When you hear that this is the first ever hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship, what immediately stands out to you from a public health standpoint?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. So this outbreak began with a group of passengers that were in Argentina, and it's virtually certain from local media reports that, you know, the person who was the index case was hunting for a wild bird and kind of came into contact with some rodents that were carrying this strain of the hantavirus, which is known as the Andes virus. From there, this passenger boarded a cruise ship, and cruise ships really are kind of, you know, a classic incubator for outbreaks like this, because people are in close quarters, cabins may not be well ventilated, and it really does kind of represent, you know, sort of a place where transmission like this can spread fairly quickly. We don't necessarily know anything about the underlying health status of people who are on board the cruise ship. And so the clusters of the Andes virus that have, you know, sort of been isolated, it really is kind of a crucible in which close spread can occur very easily.
So this is not a novel virus, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
In Argentina, in this particular section of Argentina, Andes virus is the one strain of hantavirus that has been shown to have human-to-human transmission. But this is a very localized geography for this particular virus. I did some research, and it seems that, you know, this was kind of first isolated in the 1990s. And there have been local outbreaks, one in 2018 that was, you know, kind of very local. But this is the first time that occurred in a traveler, boarded a cruise ship, and now we have kind of a conversation that's happening globally about this virus.
So are there any treatments or antidotes? I mean, was it widespread enough to encourage the kind of research that you might need to treat something like this?
So the short answer is no. Care for patients that come into contact with hantavirus is supportive. It's fluid resuscitation. It's supportive vital signs. It can cause a pulmonary illness that is associated with a high mortality that can require mechanical ventilation or an oxygenation strategy called ECMO. But there aren't specific treatments. And you do make a good point that because these outbreaks have really been kind of, you know, small and sporadic, it hasn't really generated, you know, the public health pressure or the financial incentive to kind of really create the sort of treatments that are needed. And I don't think that, you know, we're going to be looking at a situation where there's going to be a huge push. We anticipate that this is going to be a local outbreak that doesn't perpetuate much beyond the cruise ship itself.
Well, the World Health Organization, they're saying that there's nothing to fear, but they're still recommending strict quarantine. So how should the public kind of interpret that balance of messaging?
Sure. Yeah. So I think the first point to be made is that this is a virus that does not spread easily at all. From an index case, it really requires very close quarantine, the kind that you would have with someone in your household, with an intimate partner, and so forth. And so it's not a virus that spreads easily. With that said, the patients that were on the cruise ship that ended up in Tenerife, and now as they're kind of being flown home throughout the world, you know, they did incur some risk when they were on the cruise ship. And so I think that, you know, the World Health Organization is doing exactly what we would like it to do, identifying the index cases, identifying who's truly at risk, ensuring that they have a period of quarantine so that this doesn't become something more extensive than it already is.
And have there been enough cases to have enough data to determine what a fatality rate might be for something like this?
Right. And so what we know from our colleagues in Argentina is that the reported rates for this are as high as 38 to 50%. Now, there should be a caveat where, particularly in the region where the Andes virus is endemic, healthcare access isn't necessarily the best. And so, you know, probably in other settings, that number is somewhat lower. But it is felt to be, you know, quite high on the order of 38 to 50%. The paradox there is that an illness that has a high fatality rate actually doesn't equate to easy spread. We saw this in the viral hemorrhagic fever, Ebola scares of 2014. Illnesses with high mortality rates don't, in fact, spread very easily. So there's kind of a inverse relationship between ease of spread and high mortality rates.
And Doctor, before I let you go, you know, for people hearing about this story and feeling a little uneasy about travel and in public spaces, what's the most important thing you want them to understand right now?
Sure. I think that, you know, the critical point, because everyone, of course, is making the comparison to what we all struggled with 6 years ago with the COVID pandemic, and this is appreciably different. The short answer is that this is not the next pandemic. This virus has been circulating in South America for at least 30 years. In that period, there's never been a large self-sustaining community outbreak. The virus really does require close, prolonged contact, as I say, the kind you'd have with another member of your household, to transmit between people. And so, you know, because of that, the threat to the general public in the United States is exceedingly low. And most public health experts and infectious diseases physicians are in agreement that this is not going to become the next pandemic, as we saw 6 years ago.
Dr. Joel Kemmerer is the Division Chief of Infectious Disease at the School of Medicine at Wayne State University. We appreciate you coming on and giving your insight on this, because a lot of people, this is in the news, a lot of people are a little anxious about it, and we thank you for giving us some information. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, Jason Rowe, something going on over at the Northland Mall site where, you know, they're building over there, and there's some secrets and some silence from what I've been told, and we're going to get to the bottom of it with the guy who hosts the No BS News Hour, and that's Charlie LaDuff, and you know he has the rest of the story. That's next.
No BS.
That's right. That's next on JR Morning.